everyone. Normally, when you listen to Embodied Holiness, you hear three voices. This summer, however, we're doing something new. We're calling this Embodied Holiness One Voice. And One Voice is just that. One person sharing one story, one thought, one idea, or one inspiration that we hope will help you draw near to God. I'm Susan Eaton. Thanks for joining me today on Embodied Holiness One Voice. This story is about an experience I had with God that has served to ground me in a very meaningful way over the past 16 years. The memory of this event and the word I heard spoken to me from God has kept me pursuing a journey of personal discovery and spiritual growth even when, and especially when, life in ministry was particularly difficult. After my daughter Rachel was born, and after being on maternity leave for 6 weeks, I was headed back into my regular pace in the youth ministry world. But this re-entry was much harder for me than it had been after my son was born. In fact, the entire postpartum experience with my daughter is something I never want to experience again, and something I wouldn't wish on anyone. It was a dark time when everything was hard, everything was dark, and my view of myself was particularly low. I remember feeling like I had no idea how to relate to teenagers anymore. I felt unequipped and useless, very unable, like everything was foreign to me. One night, I came home after leading a girls' small group, feeling especially down and like I had no idea what I was doing anymore. I was really beating myself up and doing some pretty serious negative self-talk when my 2-year-old son ran up to me and started begging me, "Please come take a bath with me, Mommy." Honestly, that was the last thing I wanted to do. It would require a lot of energy and effort that I just didn't have in me. I was depressed. I was self-pitying. Everything involved with drawing a bath and getting in a tub just sounded like a lot of work. And spending one-on-one time with a chatty 2-year-old sounded exhausting. But he begged me, and so I consented. Into the bath we went, and of course, this would be no short bath. No, no. He wanted the tub filled to maximum capacity. As I sat in the tub with water up to my armpits, he picked up his little blue cup and began to fill it with water. He then held it up as high as he could reach and watched the water fall as he poured it out into the tub. He did this over and over again until he finally said, "Mommy, can I pour water over your head?" "No, I don't want to get my hair wet." Again, having to dry my hair sounded like a lot of work, and I wasn't interested in work. "Please, Mommy." Oh my goodness, he was so cute. Eventually, he wore me down, and I said, "Sure, you can pour water over my head." I bent my head down and closed my eyes. He filled his little cup with water, reached up, then slowly and purposefully poured it out all over my head. The water ran down my forehead and my cheeks, onto my neck and shoulders. Again, he filled that little blue cup and slowly and deliberately poured it out over my head. This happened over and over again for several minutes. I distinctly remember feeling like I was truly being cleansed, like every negative thought or emotion was just being gently and lovingly washed away. I had a very real sense that God was silently but profoundly present with me, using my child to pour his healing, cleansing water over me, relaxing me, soothing me, comforting me. At some point, my son stopped, so I took the opportunity to wipe my eyes and lift my head, and then it happened. My son looked straight at me and said something to me I will never forget. "You're a special girl, like Esther." "What? What did you just say?" I was stunned. I just stared back at him while my mind tried to grasp what my 2-year-old had just said. Why would that even come to his mind to say, I thought. The Bible study I was doing with the girls was a study on Esther. Maybe he had overheard me talking about that. There was also a new VeggieTales out about Esther. Maybe he had been watching that. Maybe that's what spurred on this comment. As I stared at him in stunned silence, he just went right back to filling his little blue cup with water and pouring it back out into the tub. Things were back to normal for him, but I would never be the same. I was sure that God had just opened the mouth of my sweet child and told me something I desperately needed to hear, that I was a special girl like Esther. Even though I wasn't entirely sure what that meant, I received it and held it tight. It gave me such strong assurance. I felt so seen, so noticed, so loved. That experience and that word from God kept me going during some of the darkest depression I've ever experienced. It stayed with me constantly, and years later, even after the postpartum depression and anxiety had lifted, I would remember that moment. But I always felt like there was more for me to understand about that statement. A few years ago, I was doing my homework for a Bible study I was facilitating. The study is called Encounter the Spirit by Carolyn Moore. The following excerpt is what I read as I was preparing, and when I read it, it was like the Spirit gave me the understanding I needed about what He had said to me all those years ago. Carolyn writes this: "The book of Esther relates the tale of how an ordinary person is placed in a position of great influence for the cause of furthering the kingdom of God. It is an awesome and humbling place to be, intimidating even. Esther feels the weight and importance of her unlikely position and even wonders if she's up to the task. Then Mordecai sends her a word of advice. Who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this? In other words, what if the whole reason you are where you are is to participate in God's plan for His people? What a question! What if the whole reason you are where you are at this moment is to participate in God's plan for His people? What if God intends to fill you and use you as surely as He used Esther, as surely as He used His first followers, as surely as He often uses ordinary, sometimes rough around the edges people who are in tune with His purposes? What if God intends to fill you with the Holy Spirit so He can use you for such a time as this?" That was so simple. I mean, I had said that and taught that for years, but for some reason, when I read it, it gave me a clarity that I hadn't had before. What God said to me 16 years ago was a promise. He was making a promise to me and stating a truth over my head that was both true then, but has become ever more true over the journey of the past 16 years. He was saying, "Susan, I intend to and I will fill you and use you as surely as I did Esther." And now, looking back all these years later, I can see it with so much more clarity. I can see how God has taken this ordinary, scared, intimidated, flawed woman and filled me more and more with His gifts. I can see how He has stretched me and grown me and used me to make a difference. I can see how He has prepared me for new and beautiful adventures. And I can see how God has used me in impactful ways for His kingdom, even when I was terrified and uncertain. This is the beauty of our God. He is not bound by anything. He will speak to whomever He chooses, whenever He chooses, and however He chooses. And He will use whomever He chooses, whenever He chooses, and however He chooses. You are valuable. You are seen. You are a special person. You have beautiful purpose in this world. Ask God to speak that truth over you. Even if you can't see it or believe it all the way right now, just receive it and hold it tight as you continue your journey of faith. And listen carefully. You never know who God is going to use to speak His loving truth to you. always, you can follow us on Instagram at Embodied Holiness, and you can find all the episodes along with bonus material at embodiedholiness.com.